and on the top of the barrel, b'fnei ha-kemochim. Kemochim means like some white dust on top of the wine, and the doim with the kemet, the flour, that's why it's called kemochim. That spoiled part of the wine, we did not use the top part of the barrel of wine. V'loim mishaleh, we did not use the bottom portion of the wine, b'fnei ha-shemorim, because of the sediments that's on the bottom, it's also not such good wine. Ela mevi mishlisho u'miemtso. Some first learn means mamish in the middle of the barrel. From the middle of the middle third, mamish in the middle of the barrel, that's the place where to bring the wine. That's the best wine we have. Now the Mishnah ends off to say, Ketzad hu boidik, how do you check out this wine to make sure that does not come from the top or from the bottom of the barrel? So ha-gizbo yoshev yakona biyodai. The gizbo is sitting and he has a stick in his hand, like to measure, and he was ruggled to know how much wine is in the barrel. Zorak es hagid, vikish bakona. Now, exactly what does Zorak es hagid mean? Some said the wine starts to come forth, and he sees some bad things in the wine, so hikish, then he would hit the corner as if to say, stop, you cannot use any more wine from this barrel. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudhuraymer, Yayin Shaola by Kumachim Postel. If you have wine that the white on top of the wine, like the white flour was saying, the white pieces come into the wine, it makes the wine possible. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Tamimim Yilochem Umin Chosim. And also, Tamimim Yilochem Viniskeim, that the wine has to be tum complete, nothing else, no white dust inside the wine. In other words, both the Menachis and the Nesachim both have to be pure, not to have any Pselus inside them. Therefore, if you have some kemochim inside the yayin, that makes the wine a posel. Now the Gemara says, "Ein mevi'in le'mosuk, can bring sweet wine for the menachas. V'loy mevushel, or else not cooked wine. V'loy mushan, and not smoked wine. V'yimhevi posel, if you bring this type of wine for the menachas, it's posel. I v'oketoni reisha says mereisha, ein mevi'in es ha'listoin." Tim Havi kosher, you should not bring this listern, but if you bring it through, it's kosher. And the core of the question is, the salistern, those were the grapes that on top of the tree that the sun baked on them and made them sweet. So the core of the psu was with sweet wine. And there it says, in Havi, it's kosher by the Evid. And here we're saying now, if you bring yayin musik, it's possible even by the Evid. Some Ravina said like this, Korach Vitoni, you should put them both together. That Ein Mevin, Alirash says, it means Ein Mevin, a listern. Ulefi she mevi'in le'mosuk, and if I meet vigorsa together, and there should be one aloha, that's like it's all possible. Ravashi says no. Chul yudishim she le'mois. If the grapes became sweet because of the sun, like it's on top of the tree that someone's baking down on it, le'mois, that does not make it so bad, and therefore b'dievet it's kosher. But chul yudepei mois. Meaning, if just the pre itself was sweet, that the wine that comes out of it by itself was sweet, that's moyis, that's not so good, that's a psul for the menachas, for the nesachim. Then it says, emevi in yoshin, you cannot bring old wine. Dear Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. The chom machin, the chom say, no, you're allowed to bring old wine, still called yayin. So Morse says, chiski says, my time with Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Omachor, the posik says, la kevis yayin. Supposed to bring a kevis, and then bring yayin that's in the sochim for the kevis. Say dashin's ma kevis ben shinosoi. Just like the kevis that you bring, it's always called only 1 year old. So af yayin also ben shinosoi. Then when you bring wine, it also has to be only 1 year old wine. Smor says, and not older. E ma kevis, what type of kevis? Ben shteishon apostle. A kevis if it's 2 years old, it's like apostle. So maybe af yayin ben shteishon apostle. Maybe if you bring wine, 2 year old wine, maybe it's also what's apostle. If you want to tell me, it's like a true. I've a tiny we learned. Yayin ben shtei shonim lo yavi v'mehevi kosher. If you have wine 2 years old, but chachilu will not bring it. But if you do bring it, but the evidence kosher. Someone says, man shama lehu. We hear from the yom that says lo yavi should not bring it. Rebbe's the one that says do not bring it. Or Kamri says to you, though v'mehevi kosher. If he does bring it, still it's kosher. So you see, a 2 year old is still kosher. Samar says, Elo Amarovo, Haino time of the Rebbe. What Rebbe's reasoning is that he says, Yayin Yoshin is possible. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Al Teiri Yayin Ki Yisadein. So does it not look at wine when it's red? It means to say when it's fresh wine the first year, that's the best, that's the choiciest type of wine. So So Rav Chila used wine of 1 year old. After it's 1 year old, then it's not lechatchila anymore. That's Pshan Nevi, but then Echnami, it's not possible, but the evidence is still kosher. Then the Mishnah says, Emevi and Lemon had dolly yoys, you can't bring from grapes that hang over on poles. Tonim like this, Kromin, but rather you have to have grapes that are lying down on the floor. So it says, Tonim like this, Kromim huavudim pamayim bashon. It has to be from a field that you work over the field twice a year. Now that the Mishnah says, Amina Kromim huavudim. The vines that are worked over means twice a year. Means I have to dig around them, around the roots of the gefanim to make them grow well. So that you have to do at least twice a year. Moses says that Rabbi Yosef Hevelei Kano de Padisa, he had like a piece of land that the Rofik Beitvei, he used to plow a lot of times on it, dig around a lot. And the Ovid, the Rofik Beitvei Rivki, did more than he's supposed to. An extra amount of plowing around it. And therefore, the Yovid Chamrud produced such good wine, the Dori Maya Chatrain, that you have to mamish use twice the amount of water to make this wine drinkable. That's how strong and good the wine was. Now it says the Mishnah, Lohayu Kain Tsunaisa Bechatsovim Gadelim, that they did not put the wine into large baskets, larger barrels. Tony Villard, Chovyis, Keduyis, Ludiyis, Ubeninis, and Menichanoison, Shtayim, Shtayim, Melachasachas. The kids to the Bryce explains what type of barrels you put it in. Again, Tana Chovius Kaduyois Ludyois Abeninis is this type of a pitcher shaped Ludian vessel, a middle type, that's the type that you used to put the wine in. Now Ein Manich Noisen Shtaim Shtemel Achasachas, you should not put away in twos, but rather put them away singly. In other words, don't store them next to one another in case one barrel of the wine becomes sour. The other one would not become ruined from it. So store them away singly. Now it says, Ketzad Boydik, how does the Gizba check out the wine? Yoshua, he sits down to the corner of Yodia, sticking his hand. Zora Kagir, the wine thrushes through. Then Hikish Bakona, then he like hits on the barrel as if to say, do not use this wine is no good. Tony, we learned Zora Kagir Shal Shemorim, meaning to say, that the thrust of wine came through, which had shemorim inside it. So Gizber Hikish Bakana, the Gizber only hit with a stick as if to say, this wine now is bad, do not use any more of it for the Nesachim. For the Gemara of Aleimim Meimer, why don't you just stay out? Stop using the wine. How come you are hit from it? So Gemara says, Misaila Rabbi Yechon, it's right to Rabbi Yechonon. The Yom Rabbi Yechonon says, Kishem Shadiba Yofel, Ibsam, the same way that Dibur is good for Ibsamim, is you know, Kach Dibur Rali Yain, the same way Dibur is bad for wine. So therefore, it's no good to talk to the wine. Therefore, rather, we just hit it, as if to say, do not use any more of this wine. Rabbi Yisra, Rabbi Yudu Aymer, that Yesh by Kamachim Postle, wine that has Kamachim in it, this white dust on top is Postle. Boy Rabbi Yechonon, Hekadesho, again, let's say you mark this type of wine that has the kamachim on top of it, so Masha, you call of Mishum Balmum, are you over love of a Balmum? Kivan, the apostle, since this wine is apostle, and Echnamika Balmum, it has nothing like a Balmum. Or do we maybe know, Ein Balmum Elab Behemo, there's only Psul Balmum by Behemo, not by Yain, Teiko, Teshaila. Tony Rabban, look like this, Elim Mimoyev Kvosim Mechevrin. Like this was the best place where to bring these type of animals. So again, Elim, the best place to get rams are from Moyev. Kvosim, to get lambs, that's from Mechevron. Agolim, small calves, Mishorim. Goizlois, birds, Mehar HaMelech. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Mevi'in, Kvosim, you should bring these type of lambs, Shegabeyim, Kerochvom. Their height is the same as their width. Omar Rava bar Rav Shelo. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the reason of Rav Yehuda? The Siddur Pasuk says, Yira Mekenecha B'yemu Kar Nachiv. That should be Kar Nachiv, means should be broad lambs. So the lamb itself should be broad. Ksiv it says, Al Choy Messiah Yerushalayim Yifkarati Shemrim Kol Yom Kol Alayla Tomid Lo Yichoshua Maskirim Es Hashem Al Domi Lechem.
but will always be watches over the Chomesai of the walls of Yishlayim day and night, and they should always be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should not rest. So the Gemara says, my army, what do they say? Hochiyam Rovo Bar Rav Shela. Atos Sokim Terachim Tzion. You should stand up now and have Rachmonis against Yerushalayim. That's what the Shem should say. That's the Mithal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Boi Mi Yerushalayim Hashem. They should build up Yerushalayim. When Mikor my Hevi, before, when they used to have the Beis Hamikdash, what do they say then? Amar Rovo Bar Rav Shela. This is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose. This is the place where he desires to live. That's what he used to say before. But now after the Churban HaBayis, he used to like to say tefillah and espalol that Hashem should be machzer a binyan Yerushalayim. Hajin Alecha Kol Kabbonas Atziba. Now to Nuperek. Mishnah says, Shtei Midois Shel Yovosh Hoye B'Migdash. In the base of Migdash, you used to have two different measuring cups to measure dry things, and to measure out the flour. It was an Isorin, Vechatzi Isorin. We'll soon see the purpose why it needed them. Usually a mincha was made out of an Isorin, a flour, and also you had to have a Chatzi Isorin for the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir's shita was Isorin, Isorin, Vechatzi Isorin. He holds there were two measuring cups of an Isorin, and one of a Chatzi Isorin. Now, Isorin Mohi Mishamish, what was the purpose to have a measuring cup of an Isorin? Sheboi Hoyu Moided Lechol HaMenuchos. A regular Menucha, the usual measurement for Mincha, how much flour, was an Isorin of flour. It's used to measure off an Isorin worth of flour Lechol HaMenuchos. Now, Loi Hoyu Moided Loi Bishloish LaPar, you bring a par, so the Nesochim, the Mincha for the par, is made from three Yisroinus. Now, they did not have a separate Kli to measure off three Yisroinus. The same thing, v'loy b'shel shnayim la'ayil. They did not have a separate measuring cup of two esreinim for an ayil. An ayil or ram had to have two esreinim. Ela rather, moidadin esreinus. They used to measure off with the one esreinim in this cup. If you needed two, they measured off twice. If you need three, they measured three. Now, chatzi esreinim maho yamashamish. What was the purpose to have another measuring cup of a chatzi esreinim? So Mishnah says, he used to measure off the chavitim that a Kohen Gadol used to bring, which we know he used to have to bring an Isorin from his house in the morning, a flour, and then it was divided in half, and machzah b'avoyka, half of the Isorin was brought in the morning for the mincha in the morning, and the other half was brought in the afternoon. So the kids, he have to measure off his Isorin into two parts, into a chatzi Isorin, so they had a separate kli to measure off a chatzi Isorin. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we don't like this. Hoi Rabbi Meir Oimer, Ma Tamulem, what does the Pasuk say? Isorin, Isorin la Keves Echod. That for one Keves, you have to have two Esroinim. So Malamed comes to teach us, Sheshtei Esroinus Hoi B'Migdash. There were two different Kelim, two different measuring cups, each one of an Isorin in the base of Migdash. If so, what do you have to have two for? What was special about each one? So Mer explains, yes, Echod Godush V'Echod Mochuk. One was measured to have an Isorin, Godush means used to pile up on top. And one was Mochuk means used to have to flatten it down on top, and that's the way you would have an Isorin. So what's the purpose to have two? Godush Shiboho Yemoyde Dechol HaMenuchos. Mashmu was easier that way, just to pour the bunch of flour over this cup, and it would pile up on top, and when the pile finishes on top, that's called an Isorin. That's the way you used to measure off regular Menuchos. Is so what you have to have a separate Kli. Mashman was much deeper than in that Kli. The Isorin was fit completely inside the Kli. You'd have to